Some U.S. franchises, such as McDonald's and KFC, have been in the Czech Republic for nearly two decades. Czechs can now go get a burger at Burger King, enjoy a coffee at Starbucks, or get together for a meal at TGI Fridays. Most foreign franchises that have come to the country have been a success, and only a small number of them never managed to take off. The Czech franchise market has been growing for some time now, and more U.S. brands are now looking to expand in the Czech Republic and other Eastern European countries. One of them is Chuck E. Cheese's, a chain of family-oriented restaurants. I sat down with the firm's director of global development, Carlos De Leon, during his trip to Prague.
What we're looking to have here is hopefully a group or a person or a company that wants to develop the entire market of the Czech Republic.
How far have you progressed in finding a partner here in the Czech Republic?
Well, this is my first visit with to Prague with this particular brand. We this morning we already met a group that is very interested. They're in the similar business in this country, so it will probably be an easy transition for them to franchise our brand. I think that what we're planning to have is a franchisee within the next 90 days, and then probably the first opening would be sometime in mid-year next year, so in about 12 months.
Another brand which is not present in Europe at all and is now looking for a partner in the Czech Republic is the U.S. quick service restaurant chain Dairy Queen. Amir Kramer is the company's vice president for international development.
We look at the Czech Republic as part of the bigger picture of Central Europe, where we want to group certain countries, or this is going to be our focus in the future. So we have been in communication and negotiation with various groups in the Czech Republic, but we also are looking at the more regional prospective franchisees. Some of them have approached us from nearby countries, so we are also considering their application. So this thing takes longer than we expected, but we want to make sure that we are actually getting signed with the right people.
Other U.S. franchises eyeing the Czech Republic include Texas Chicken, Cold Stone Creamery, Denny's, Great American Cookies, and others. But the market is attractive to different concepts from other countries as well, such as clothing stores, cosmetic retailers, real estate brands, and a number of educational and health services. I asked Bill Schreiber from Texas Chicken why they focus on Eastern Europe rather than the more affluent countries in the West.
Western Europe is not something we're particularly focused on right now, but Eastern Europe, we're very interested in. And as a matter of fact, we just opened up store number 2 in Kiev, Ukraine.
Why is Eastern Europe more interesting for you than Western Europe?
Because people in Eastern Europe are eat chicken more on a per kilo basis per year than they do in Western Europe. And the fact that the opportunity to grow with better returns on investment and cost of entry for opening up units and stuff is much better in Eastern Europe than it is in Western Europe at this point in time.
The Czech economy has been going through protracted recession, the longest, in fact, since the fall of communism. Real wages have been decreasing and people tend to spend less. That, in return, deepens the economic stagnation. But for some U.S. chains, this is a time of great opportunity. Carlos De Leon from Chuck E. Cheese's says that real estate prices, among other things, play a role in the company's focus on Eastern Europe.
The timing is never really perfect to come into market, but we feel that our brand is very affordable. Our brand in the U.S. Is considered a value added to, so families can come in and have a whole day of entertainment without having to spend a lot of money. So that would be something to be specific that would make sense to bring into a market that where the economy is in recession. But also, when this happens, you get favorable terms with the rent and real estate becomes available.
Last year, the Czech franchise market saw a growth of around 22%. Another big change is that, unlike a few years ago, the majority of the brands are now homegrown, according to Petra Ričelová, who heads the Czech Franchise Association.
Ty české koncepty tvoří 60% našeho trhu, to znamená ten franchising.
Czech concepts account for 60% of the market, which means they're quite successful. One of the fastest expanding concepts is Farmers Food Stores. I think this is because Czechs are now much more interested in what they eat and take better care of their health.
I ten trend zájmu o naše zdraví se zvyšuje.
Ms. Richelová says that according to the latest reports, all segments of the market grew in 2012, but fast food concepts remain the most dynamic sector.
Nejoblíbenějším sektorem i v loňském roce nadále zůstala gastronomie, která zaujímala...
Gastronomy remains the most popular sector with 22 concepts and a 14% share of the market. Gastronomy kept the biggest share, although the number of other concepts also increased, such as real estate services, healthcare, fitness, as well as services for seniors and educational services for both children and adults.
One franchising concept which has been successfully established in the Czech Republic is a buyer's choice home inspections, a service that filled a gap on the Czech market. The company awarded what is known as master franchise to its Czech partner a few years ago. The Czech firm's sales manager, Tomáš Šimon, explains why they chose to buy the franchise rather than develop the business from scratch.
We finally realized that it would be much better to put together with some kind of strong partner which is already done in it on even different market, but they already have some experience. They're doing the inspection. They have behind hundreds of inspectors, which can be our colleagues, partners, and of course our advisors. We know that we are on a little bit different market, which means that we basically put all our technical manuals and all our condition for the market where we are, but it was very helpful that we can use Canadian and American experience.
Another good reason for investing into a franchise is buying in bulk, which can considerably lower the firm's cost, says Petra Richelová from the Czech Franchising Association.
Podnikání pod zavedenou značkou sebou přináší určité výhody.
Doing business under an established brand has some advantages. For instance, companies are increasingly aware of the need to cut costs to survive. One of the ways to do this is to buy products at lower prices, and being part of a franchise allows you just that. Mass purchases under one brand allows them to push for lower prices. That makes products more accessible for franchise holders who can in return offer quality products at lower prices to their customers.
Dostupnější pro franchisanty, kteří působí síti a přesto nabízejí kvalitní výrobky.
The biggest problem in expanding the franchising market remains finding a suitable partner. The costs of franchises vary from a few hundred thousand crowns to tens of millions in the case of master franchises for some large international chains. But Czech entrepreneurs seem willing to start up businesses with all the support the mother companies can provide, which makes the Czech franchise market set for further growth in the coming years.